Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Michelle Spencer, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, "My Shapewear Tried to Kill Me." Just another one of Mother Nature's little jokes. Each day is always breaking out anew, aspirations swirling round what you do. Richard L. Ratliff. That is, of course, unless you are smack in the middle of menopause, then each day is like breaking out a new hormone, gut pouch, or skin blot swirling round hot flash swirls. These symptoms, or if Bob Ross was around, he would call them happy little hormone humps, seem to show up more frequently than my Amazon delivery man in December. I went to bed one night and snored some type of melon superseed into my mouth, and by morning I woke up with this tummy pouch. After 3 months of waking up to this growth, I threw my hands up, named it Percy, and embraced the fact that it's Mother Nature's little party favor. About 3 weeks ago, I remembered we have a formal wedding to go to, and I ring up my daughter to borrow the long black dress we share. It's an elegant mermaid-style dress with a sexy high side slit. I am in the middle of trying on several pairs of shoes to see what works best with the dress and look in the mirror in horror. Percy is poking out like a pufferfish who has eaten the mermaid. I frantically search online for a dress, but choke when it comes to choosing the size. Do I go up a size to take Percy into account, or just scrap the mermaid and opt for the standard flare dress and hope for the best? It would be a dream if clothing companies would hop on board. Pregnant women have maternity clothes. We should have a dedicated menopause line. I decide to venture out into the bowels of hell, or the mall as they like to call it here, so I can try on dresses and pick one that fits the best. 4 hours later, I am slumped in a chair in the food court, drowning my hormones in Orange Julius, admitting defeat. I am now in between sizes, a place that I haven't been since puberty, in between a training bra and a AAA cup size. My brain and body formed a coup and overthrew my hormones, deciding Percy's days were over. I drank lemon water until my tonsils were puckered, popped bloating pills until I became constipated, increased my steps, squats, and planks, and nary a bulge budge. The affair was less than 10 days away. It was time for something radical and speedy, the dreaded control wear. If I can't remove the bulge, I can manually conceal it and squeeze into Old Faithful. Backup plan, disarm the enemy. I chose shapewear, an undergarment that uses steel-like material to force any tummy bulge into submission. Using the friendly size guide, one takes 45 measurements in the area of your midsection down to your thighs, divide by 3, add your shoe size, multiply by 5, and bam, you have your custom shapewear size. In 3 days, my delivery person presented me with a pink box adorned with a glittery red bow, the same shade as his cheeks. I guess they either have X-ray vision or open one of these boxes at their 3 p.m. break and chuckled. Removing the shapewear from the box was the easy part. Getting it on my body was the hard part. It looked like a cross between a 1920s swimsuit and a straitjacket. One leg in and now the other. Perfect. The entire garment sat tightly bound under my rear end like the fattest, most petite rubber band known to mankind. Every time I thought I gained momentum pulling it, it would go so far and then snap back into its resting area. Maybe I had it on upside down, I thought, until both my arms wound up wrapped around my ears, the steel fibers squeezing my cheekbones through my back molars. I Googled how to put on shapewear and luckily found a YouTube video tutorial. The model simply bunched up the undergarment and rolled it up and over her tummy area, smiling the entire time. My turn. I bunched the legs and rolled the shapewear into a ball and threw it into the closet next to the corset I bought for my honeymoon. The wedding was magical. The guests were a mix of the couple's family and friends. We were guests of the groom's father, a childhood friend of my husband. Around the table were women of my age, some with a more prominent pursy pouch and others that were spared. I watched as wraps were put on, then 10 seconds later slipped off. Ice water was delivered in pitchers, and napkins were inconspicuously dabbing sweat from necks. The women chatted throughout the evening, not a mention of the big M, but we knew we were all in the throes of Mother Nature. There was a silent camaraderie. We weren't concerned with who had the sleekest, most unique, or sexiest dress. We left that to the younger generation. Together we sat with our own menopause gifts and celebrated ourselves for pushing past the hiccups and showing up as our best selves. Menopause is a time when our bodies go through changes, some inside and some outside. This puffy tummy pouch is Mother Nature's way of saying, I've gotten this body through puberty, menstrual cramping, and childbearing without letting you down. Don't look at this tummy pouch as a negative. In 20 years, when I make your breasts sag, they will have a fluffy ledge to rest on. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.